Hey Teves, Sunday the 8th of December. Today's tow away is different from that advertised. Rabbi Chaim Freshwater, Asorah Beteves. This week's Start Your Day, the tow away has been sponsored Lichvod Simchas Hanesuim, Shel Doniel Katz and Gila Konik. Shem Mazel Tov.
Morning. Sincere apologies for those who were waiting to hear Rabbi Rabbot. Pasuk says in Zechariah, Tzoyim Revi, Tzoyim HaChamishi, Tzoyim HaShvi, Tzoyim HaAsiri, Yir LeBeis Yehid, LeSusan, LeSimcha. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yitches, we'll talk about the first Gemara soon, but later the Gemara, like I mentioned first, the Gemara talks about what does it mean, Tzoyim HaAsiri. And the Gemara means, Emachlik Stanuim. Tani Omer Rav Shimon, Abu Dvurim Hoye Reb Kiva Dorish. Four things Reb Kiva used to darshan. Vani ein Dorish Kemoise. The Gemara says like this. Tzoyim Revi is that test for Tammuz. That's test Tammuz. Shiboy Hufko Ear. This is referring to the first Pesach Mikdash. That the ear, the walls of Yerushalayim were breached on test Tammuz. Test Tammuz in the first Pesach Mikdash. Tzoyim HaChamishi is a Tisha B'Av, Shiboy Nisr B'Eis HaLekayini.
What about
Chamisha
also? No, Shiva also. Second. Tzoyim Revi, Zeh Gimel B'Tishri, Shiboy Nere G'dali Ben Achikom. And now what's important to us, what is Tzoyim HaSiri? Is the Kiva said, Zeh Asuri B'Tavis. Tzoyim HaSiri is Asuri B'Tavis. Shiboy Sumach Melech B'Vala Yishalayim, because on that day, Melech Buvel laid siege to Yerushalayim. Shenema v'hid var Hashem alai b'shun atshiyis. And say if Yecheskel shteit b'chodesh v'asi v'otzer chodesh leimah ben Odom k'sov lucha Hashem ayoyim azes etzem ayoyim azes somach Melech Buvel Yerushalayim. On this very day, Nebuchadnezzar laid siege to Yerushalayim. V'amai kore le'asiri. Why is it called the 10th? Asiri lechadush. Now the Gemara discusses that lechore, if you work in the order, in the sequence of events, the first thing that happened was Somach Melech Bovar Yerushalayim. That was the first thing that happened. He laid siege, then he breached the town, then he was burned the Beis Hamikdash, and then afterwards, Gedaliah ben Achikam was killed. So the Chorah, the very first thing was Tzoyim HaAsiri. So why does the Posseg bring it the last? Because the Posseg goes Kedei Lahaste Chadoshim Ketiknon. It's going to say the Chadoshim first. Tammuz of Tishri Tevis. That's the first Mandoma. That's Reb Kiva. Reb Shimon argues, and Reb Shimon says no. Tzoyim HaAsiri is a chamisha b'tevis. Tzoyim HaAsiri is the 5th day in Tevis. What happened on the 5th day of Tevis? Sheboy bos Shmuel leGoyla. On that day, the report came to Goyla. There were people who were in Golus already 11 years earlier with Golus Yochan, and they heard Shenema v'yib shteimes reshon HaAsiri b'chamisha lechoydish legodaseini. In the 12th year of our Gudus, because they went to Gudus 11 years before the Chorban, B'chamisha l'chodesh, bu alai hapulit min Yerushalayim, the escapee from Yerushalayim came and reported, hiksehu ir, v'usi yoyim shmir ki yoyim sreif. So we have a machlokes, what does Tzoyim HaAsiri mean? Is Tzoyim HaAsiri Asur B'Tevis, or is Tzoyim HaAsiri Hei Tevis, which is today, according to Reb Shimon, today would have been a Tamas. We passed him according to Reb Kiva, and we passed on Test Tevis. But it's interesting to note, and the Slichas of Asur B'Tevis, we mention both Shittas. The Slichas starts off with Eskro Motzek HaShekra'ani B'Shloy Shemakas B'Chodesh Hazeh. Three Makas happened in this Chodesh. Everyone knows Test Tevis and Ches Tevis. And then it says later, Minyan Seyed Chadoshim Basore Boheye, and that's the Pshat in the Pasuk according to how we paskin, that we're going Lefi Minyan Seyed Chadosh. Then the Slichas goes on, Seyed Perunius B'Soich Lubaviyah, because if you work with Reb Shimon's Shitta, then the Pusik is referring to the Seyed of Perunius, because the last thing that happened was the Yom HaShmir. That was the very last thing that happened, that they heard about the Chorban. That was the last thing. Say the Prunius B'Soich Lubav Yave, B'voy Alei Apulit Leimer, Hiksu Hu'ir, Alei La'apune Ovek Zerisi, Patsdi Ala Barton. On all four things that happened in this Chodesh, is B'nich Mis'abu. So it would seem to be that although we don't paskin like Reb Shimon, we paskin like Reb Kiva, and we fast on Asiri B'Tavis, but in the Slichas it would seem to be that we still maintain some Avelis, which is Negea, which happened on Hey Tavis. So it's definitely Menuri D'Yoma to discuss Asiri B'Tavis today. And if we have a chance, maybe we'll mention a very nice word on Hey Tavis. The B'Seisif in Simen Tov Kuf Nun brings a very interesting Abudram. In Abudram state that if Lu Yitzuya, and it doesn't happen, but if Lu Yitzuya, the Tarnus of Asuri B'Tavis, were to fall on Shabbos, it never happens, then we would fast on Shabbos. Why? Because of the Pasuk that we mentioned earlier says, Etzem HaYom HaZeh Somach Melech Bo V'Lei Yerushalayim, because it says, Etzem HaYom HaZeh, the same way it says, Ba'im Kippur, Ba'etzem HaYom HaZeh, so Mele, it's Doicha Shabbos. You would have to fast on Shabbos. And B'si Yosef says, V'lo Yedati Menayin Lo, I don't know where the Abadram took this from. It's interesting, as Rashi and Megillah, Dafei and Medalef, the Mishnah state dorten that Tanis is not Doicha Shabbos, Tisha B'Av is not Doicha Shabbos, so Mishnah says, Tisha B'Av is not Doicha Shabbos, and Rashi says, Hu Adin, all the other Tanesim, and Rashi says clearly, Asoru B'Tavis, if it would fall on Shabbos, would not be Doicha Shabbos. So the Mefurish Rashi and Megillah Dafei and Medalef, Nishvid Abadram, the Asoru B'Tavis is not Doicha Shabbos. Doi Semech in Hilchas Tarnus Perek Hay brings a beautiful raya to the Avadram from a Gemur in Erev and Daf Mem. The Gemur in Erev and Daf Mem klat Hashayle. Bar Berav, a Talmud, the Yusuf Betanise Bemale Shabse. A Bar Berav who's sitting and fasting on Erev Shabbos. Maula Shlumi, is he allowed to finish the fast on Friday, or does he have to break his fast before Shabbos comes in? The Shaila being, whether a person is allowed to enter Shabbos, come into Shabbos, fasting, because he's coming in a matzav of inui. Now the Gemara says in Santa Shaila, a Bar Berav, a Yeshiva man, a Kulinga man, who's sitting and fasting on Erev Shabbos. The Tosa brings, actually, this seems to be the mini was to fast on Friday. Fregdo Semeach, why didn't the Gemara clear under Shaila? Why make it more clear when the Tana, Babi Rav, when it's a Tana civil on Friday, is one allowed to finish the fast, or does one have to break the fast before it comes Shabbos? And the Gemara Shaila, it's clear from the Gemara Shaila is not dafke on a fast of a Yochid, because the Gemara later in Daf Mem Aleph quotes a Braisa which talks about Tisha B'Av falling on Erev Shabbos. Again, that doesn't happen Bizman Azeh, but Bizman was from the Kaddish Kevin using the Riyah, then it could have happened. Sutra Semech Hazor, that Bizman Hazeh, and the Gemara was talking about Bizman Hazeh, no fast will fall on Friday. There's only one Tanis, Tzibur, that can fall on Friday. It's Asur B'Tavis, which happens this year. Asur B'Tavis falls on Friday. Sutra Semech Hazor, the Melech Zokta, it was never in a Ge'ah to clear the Shaila on a Tanis Tzibur on a Friday, because all the other Tanisim never fall on Friday. The only Tanis that falls on Friday is Asur B'Tavis. So the Asur B'Tavis, if it falls on Shabbos, it's Doicha Shabbos, according to the Abidram. So what's the last Hashayla? That what? If Asur B'Tavis falls on Friday, like it does this year, am I allowed to finish my fast and go into Shabbos when it's Ma'onah because it's Asur B'Tavis? If it would fall on Shabbos itself, you would be able to be Doicha Shabbos. So this is what the Semech says, that this Gemara is a mocker for the Abidram, the Asur B'Tavis is Doicha Shabbos. So I'd like to point out a smaller aura on the Osemech's Raya from the Gemura, and to say a teretz that the Vedram is not sois to the Rashi in Megillah. The Gemura earlier in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Ches, the Gemura dashens the Pusik. The Pusik we mentioned, we started with Koyom Hashem Tzvukos, Tzoyim Revi, Tzoyim HaKhamishi, Tzoyim HaShvi, Tzoyim HaSiri. That means the Pusik is actually talking about Bizman Ba'al Sheni. That Bizman Ba'al Sheni, these Tanaisim, which they had fasted during Gulas Buvel, changed into a Yomtiv, and they will change again into Yomim Tovim when we return to Tzisul, Bebias Mashiach. Now the Gemara says that there's three levels It's important to know this Gemara. There's three levels on all these days. The Gemara says, Bizman sheyesh shmad. When there's a matziv of shmad, then litzoim. Then there's a chiyuv to fast, and that chiyuv to fast comes from the Nevi'im, the Dibre Kabula. If there's a matziv of shmad in Klal Yisrael, then there's a chiyuv to fast, because the Nevi'im were mesaken a tamas. Shmad means that the goyim do not allow us to keep the Torah. Bizman sheyesh shulaim, when there's a matzav of shulaim, that means that Klal Yisrael are in Eretz Yisrael, and there's a binyan migdosh, then those tanesim are the susan and the simcha. So you have the two extremes. Bizman sheyesh shmad, then it's the tzoyim. Bizman sheyesh shulaim is the susan and the simcha, the sayomtiv. But when you have a middle stage where it's ein shulaim and ein shmad, which Pashas is bizman hazeh, there's no bizman migdosh, but Pashas is nishkas man fin shmad bizman hazeh, then the Gemara says, Rutzi misanin, Rutzi ein misanin. If they want to fast, they can. But Rutzi ein misanin, if they don't want to fast, they don't have to fast. So bizman hazeh be'etzem, medina di Gemara, there's no chiv to fast. Medina from different neviim, there's no chiv to fast. The Rishonim say that the Chachumim were mesaken that we should fast even bizman hazeh. Oh, but the reason why we fast today is not because the Pusik says Tzoyim Revi, Tzoyim HaChamishi, Tzoyim HaShvi, but because the Chachumim later were mesaken they should fast. Now, what does it mean exactly that Mitzad Pusik is Rutzi Misanim, Rutzi Ay Misanim? If they want to fast, they can fast. And if they don't want to, they don't have to fast. What happens? Rutzi Misanim, they wanted to fast. So what is that Tanis? Is that today a voluntary Tanis which we were makabled on ourselves? Or that Chachumim were Misakin on us to fast? Or perhaps not. The Nevi'im made that if we want to fast and we're makabled on ourselves to fast, then our tanis today is a tanis, not because we were makabal ourselves as a tanis, but our tanis today is because the Nevi'im said in a matzav of Rutzi, then misanin, then there's a chiyuv to fast. It would seem to be a machlokes hashonim in this point. Again, the Gemara says that bizman sheyesh shulaim, sorry, ein shulaim ve'ein shmad, where it's neither here nor there, it's not shulaim, not shmad, Rutzi misanin, Rutzi ein misanin, it's up to you, you can fast. If you want, don't have to, if you don't want to. So what is the Agdura? Is the Pshat is if we fast, it's only a fast because we decided to fast. And Pshat is the Nevi'im allowed us to fast. It says, they said it's not a Yom Tov anymore, and therefore you're allowed to fast. No, it's a Tarnis, it's a Rishus. But the fast has got nothing to do with the Nevi'im. Or no, once we were covered on ourselves, then that Tarnis gets the din, same din as a normal Tarnis. The Nevi'im said, if you want to fast, you fast. But if you're fasting, then you're fasting, or you're covering yourselves to fast, then that Tarnis has got the chayim of a Tarnis, the different Nevi'im. The Ritzvun Rosh Hashanah Yud Chesem Ad Beis, said Klur. Once, Kfar Kibli, that once Klal Yisrael makabel themselves the Tanis, even bizman she'ein shulim ve'ein shmad, it is a choyve migzeiras neviim. When the Ritzvu there is arguing with other Rishonim, again, to Pshat in the Gemara, it would seem to be that other Rishonim hold on to that, and the other Rishonim hold that Rutzi Misanim, Rutzi Misanim is a new Tanis that you're makabling yourself, but not that it's a Tanis, was the Nevi'im on Mesachin Gebein, if I'm makabling myself. The Torah in Tuf Kuf Nun brings down the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. Tzoyim, Susa V'Simcha, Bizman She'en Shulim Ein Shmad, Rutzi Misanim, Rutzi Misanim. And the Torah writes this. Who Idna nowadays, Rutzi V'Nuhagi Lisanus. Rutzi, we wanted, and we were makabel ourselves, but nuagi lisanus. The fikoch usa lifritz geder. You mustn't be put it's geder, you're mechiv to fast. The kolshken, bedoris haluli, shebaba niseini yeshmad. As I shrev the Torah, in his days, it was a matzav of shmad. The ein shulon, hilkoch hakoil chayuvenis anus medivre kabula mit kunas anavim. As I state in the Torah. I think the Torah is quite clear. That when is no shmad, it says nishmet kunas anemim, it says nishmet divrei kabula. only bizman she yashma. Then he says hakol chayuvin esanus medibre kabule metkunas anevim. So lechayu we have a machlokes rishonim. Ritful on one side that once rutsi mesanin, then it becomes a chiyuv medibre kabule. On the other side, the tor and the other rishonim the ritful brings down. The roots of Messiah says something that's a reshus to fast. No yomtif. You can fast if you want. But if you're fasting, it's your own tanis. Or it's a drabun de ketanis. Kamar achroni who I saw take on that the fast with manazeh is a drabun de ketanis. David Ram writes, again, that bizman, if it would happen, bizman shekadish al piriyah could happen, that Asura B'Tevet would fall on Shabbos, it would be Doicha Shabbos. Yes, Daphne Klern. This Avod Ram, is that only Bizman Shiyash Shmad Ve'en Shulim, and it's a fast Medivrei Nevi'im? Or is it a Philo Bizman She'en Shmad Ve'en Shulim, which is Rutsi Mesan and Rutsi E'en Mesan, is even in that case would he say that it's Doicha Shabbos? Now, if you look at the Rashi in Megillah Dafei, Rashi is Mefurish, that he's talking about Bizman She'en shulim ve'en shmat. The foolish in Rashi there. Roots mesan, roots yem mesan. This tells them once heard. Is Rashi, is a geshmak. Rashi is talking about bizman she'en shulim ve'en shmat. When it's kenzan, it's not still to Avidram. The Avidram is talking about dafke bizman. Bizman shmat. Where it's a chiv me'ikadin, medivin nevim. Then he says it's toich ha-shabbos. However, bizman she'en shulim ve'en shmat. This is roots mesan and roots yem mesan. The Avidram would also agree that there's no chiv, there's not toich ha-shabbos. Rashi Mefurish, you look at Rashi Mefurish, Rashi Megillah Dafei. And the Chori, it could be told on what we spoke about. If you learn that this man she'en shulim ve'en shmad, the whole Tanis is a voluntary Tanis, is Rutsi Mesanin, Rutsi Em Mesanin, then it's, and the reason why we're fasting today is because it's a minik to fast, because Rabbunu were Mesakin, it's not even Rabbunu, doesn't, it's not often in Gemurah, it seems to the Shoenim take on there was such a minik, some point in time it started, that they would cover themselves a Tanis. The start of that Tanis is not Doicha Shabbos. But if you learn according to Ritvu that the Tanis Bizman Sherutzi Mesanim is a Tanis because the Nevi'im Shebeneim said that if Rutsi, then you have to fast Medivrei Nevi'im, then one could have Shekler and say that even Bizman Hazeh is Doicha Shabbos. Going back to the Osmeach, so the Osmeach says that the Gemurah couldn't clear the Shaila on a normal Tanis because a normal Tanis is not Negev. A normal Tanis won't fall on Friday, and Asur B'Tevis falls, only one who falls on Friday, and Asur B'Tevis is Doicha Shabbos. Well, that depends. If the whole of Avodram is only Bizman She'en Shmad, then the Gemurah could have cleared the Shaila on the Tanis Sivil, Bizman She'en Shmad, and Asur B'Tevis falls on Friday, it's not Doicha Shabbos, then the Gemurah could have cleared that Shaila. So it would seem that Osmeach assumed that the Tanis of Asur B'Tevis is Doicha Shabbos, even Bizman She'en Shmad. So a word from Reb Chaim, Pshat and Avodram. Reb Chaim explains like this, that there's no issa per se that one mustn't fast on Shabbos. The Pshat says, he says, Araya, Tanis Chaloim, you're allowed to fast on Shabbos. And Reb Chaim explains like this, it all depends. A Tanis, which mitzad the Tanis, the only, the correct way to be mekayim this Tanis is on Shabbos. That's not why I use the word Shabbos. The correct way to make this Tanis is boi bayoyim, on that very day, then it's Doicha Shabbos. So Chaim says the reason why all the Tanisim are not Doicha Shabbos, Tisha B'Av and Shabbos and B'Tamas, if they fall on Shabbos, they're not Doicha Shabbos, is because they don't have to be today. Avadah, l'chitchila, they've got to be boi bayoyim, but there's not, mitzad the Tanis, they could be the next day. So Meile, wash their fast after on Shabbos. I might as well push it off to the next day. Rasha'enkin, a Tanis Chaloim, the Gemara says that Yufa Tanis the Chaloim Boi Bayoim, the Tanis Chaloim, the Koyach of a Tanis Chaloim is Be'etzam on the day that the Cholim happened. So that's why it's Doicha Shabbos. So there's no Issa Be'etzam on Tanis only because you could fast tomorrow. So to Chaim, that's what's different about Surah B'Tevis and all the other Tanisim. All other Tanaisim in Pusik Shtei, Tzoyim Revi, Tzoyim HaChamishi, Tzoyim HaShvi, Tzoyim Revi means it's a fast to the Chodesh of the Revi, fast to the Chodesh of the Chamishi. There's nothing specific about the day, about the date. The Tanis could be Miskayim as much on Tisha B'Av as on Yud Av, Mitzad the Tanis. So therefore it's not Doiche Shabbos. So it's Asur B'Tavis. Mr. Shteit in Pusik, Be'etzem Ayoyim Ezeh Somach Melech Bo Baro Yishalayim. The Tanis is related to that specific day and that specific day only. That's why it's Doiche Shabbos, because the Tanis itself requires a certain date. Also ich stehe für den Prayer. In Minchas Chinuch, in Mitzvah Shein Aleph, says a very similar thing, but the Masa, they're not saying quite the same thing. Minchas Chinuch is actually not talking about Asur B'Tavis. Directly, it's not all the tenets. Mirchas chenesh lezeh ashein echidish. Mirchas chenesh teit hazeh, in memes, in ritvun and shushun, in kmat shteit hazeh. Mirchas chenesh lezeh, in pusse shteit, tzoy merivi, tzoy machemishi, the fast of the fourth month, the fast of the fifth month. It doesn't say anyway, I have to fast in Shavuos Tamuz. It doesn't say I have to fast in Tisha B'Av. So to Mirchas chenesh, that be'emes, mitzad the pusik, you can fast any day in the fourth month, the fifth month, the seventh month, the tenth month, doesn't make a difference. Makes no difference. And as it is given, some people fasted based of, some people fasted Tishabov, some people fasted Chofov, Choftesov, all sorts of things. All sorts of tenets. Later on, he says the Rabbanan will kaveh a certain specific date, because they wanted everyone to fast on the same date. Or but be'etzim, it's not the pusik, you can fast on any day you like. A great enough community to make a shrek. If someone missed the fast, he didn't fast on Tisha B'Av, he was a choyle. Or he forgot, he's a choyle. So the make a shrek doesn't help. Your chiv wasn't dafke to fast on Tisha B'Av. Your chiv was to fast any day on this chodesh. If you missed Tisha B'Av, that's not an excuse. You're fast on Yudov, you're fast on Chofov. If you can manage the middle of some holidays. About Kapunim. The chiyuv to fast somewhere during the chodesh. Somewhere during the chodesh. Mekasein zot avas nish negei al alucha. This is alz bizman sheyesh shmad. This comes back to our first point. Bizman sheyesh shmad. So there's a chiyuv mitzad the pusik to fast anywhere in the chodesh. Chiyuv to fast anywhere in the chodesh. Then does makes the, then zot bizman azeh zot it's not chiyuv medim neviim. The only chiv is with Rabbunon. So the Rabbunon says it was only on one day. So it's the Mechas Chinuch. Now using this Mechas Chinuch, one could clear, and I'll point out the difference between Reb Chaim and Mechas Chinuch in a minute, that although all the Tanaisim have a specific date, have no specific date, possibly Asur B'Tavis is different. And Asur B'Tavis, V'Baral Tzishtayit, Be'etzem Ayoyim Azeh, Somach Melech Bobar Yishalayim, is Asur B'Tavis has a date, Yud Tavis, and that's the date of the Tanis. And so steht mir weniger, bekitzel, I think that's what he means in Sefer Binyan Shloime, it's a tshuva from Shloime HaKohen of Vilna, in the Sophis, in Simmel Lamedalit, mir weniger steht es also, that the Chiv of Asur B'Tavis is on a specific date. And the Mechas Chinuch says clearly, if there's a Chiv to fast on a specific date, it's Doiche Shabbos. But he assumes that all the Tanaisim, there's no specific date. And he brings the Shiny Raya from Asur B'Tavis. But what's going on? Reb Shimon Reb Kiva have a machlokes. What does it mean, Tzoyim Asiri? They woke up that morning, they found out there was such a Tanis of Tzoyim Asiri. Why didn't they write? They've asked someone who remembered what happened 30 years ago, 50 years ago, 100 years ago. Nobody remembered what it was. And Zukte Elamai was Bisman, there was Manshia Shulam, so it was the source of the Simcha, so let someone tell them when the Yom Tov was. I mean, it was the date. So the Mechas Chinuch, because there was no date. They knew that somewhere during this month, there was something called Tzoyim Asiri, or the Yom Tov Asiri. There was no date. Nobody knew what it was. They knew there was a Yom Tov, some Tzoyim or some Yom Tov during this Chodesh. So there was a Machlik, of Shimon Reb Kiva. What was this about? Was it about the Hiksu, yeah? Or was it about? Was it about the Somach Melech Bovel, or was it Yoyim HaShmur? That's the Mechas Chinuch's Raya.
Why do you say that
it's a Bovel? One second. Is, what we can say, according to Mechas Chinuch, because Bamis, to say that there's a date for Asur B'Tavis is schwer. Firstly, he brings the Raya from the Gemurah. I'm not going to work around the Raya from the Gemurah, but the Pusik says Tzoyim Wasi. The Pusik would seem to say there is no date for Asur B'Tavis. But you could actually be machadish that Asur B'Tavis has both. The Asur B'Tavis has a Tanis which has to be done somewhere during the Chodesh, and a Tanis which is on a specific date. Etzem Ayoyim Ezeh Sumuch Melech Bubar Yishalayim. Chatzachan Afkeminah. Two Afkeminahs. Aleph. whether it's Doicha Shabbos. Because if there's a specific date, it's Doicha Shabbos. But according to Mechaschenach, that there's no specific date, so if you miss the day, you have to fast somewhere during the Chodesh. So you have a Masur B'Tevis, you may have it both ways. Sai, that is a specific date, and therefore will be Doicha Shabbos. And Sai, if you missed it, you'll have to fast during the Chodesh. Again, this is only when it's a fast, Medivre Kabulis, Nishnagei Bezman Azeh, according to Mechaschenach. It's getting late, there's no time to explain, but Pashas Reb Chaim is saying a bit of a different vault to the Milchus Chinuch. I'd just like to finish off with a vault from Sefer Binyan Shloime. I started off with Hey Tevis, which is Boi B'Yoim, and I pointed out in the Slichas, we mentioned the Shitta that Hey Tevis is the Tarnas. The Binyan Shloime says, if you look at the Pusik, steht, Vahi b'shtayin es ha-shune basiri b'chemish l'chodesh l'gul ha-sayni bu alai ha-pulit m'yishalayim le'imo hiksehu ir. Rabbi Shlomo points out a few problems. Firstly, he says, from Tisha B'Av till Tevis. From Tisha B'Av till Tevis is 5 months, more or less. So they didn't manage to hear the news from Yerushalayim till Bovel. It wasn't that far. It took 5 months for a pulit to come along and tell them that there was a Chorban B'Smigdosh. Very strange. Nishma Stabe, it was a major victory. It's Nishma Stabe to Zulgen that nobody knew about in Bovel 5 months after the Chorban. Number one. Number two, he says, and what was the Shmur? What did they tell them? Huksa Ho'ir. That was the whole news. Chorban B'Smigdosh. B'Smigdosh was burnt. Ganz klar ist gegangen in the goodness, and that's all the news he had to say. Huxo hoir! Sucht er so, in Das Kenin Balatoiswis, in Parshas Lech Lecho, brings a Perked Reblazer. In Pusik steht bei Avruam, bei der Mechumu, the four kings, steht, Vayuvoi ha-Pulit. The Pulit came. The one who escaped. Selbe Lusha steht, du, Bu elai ha-pulit. So who is this pulit? Bringt also, Zeh Michul, it's the Malach Michul. Volumen nikrishmoi pulit. Why was he called pulit? Where did the Malach Michul escape from? Das kenim balatoises pashas lech lechol b'shem peke der bleze. Shekshe hippel ha-kudish bochi, samachmen v'katshaloi, uchiz b'knufoi, ha-piloi imoi. U-polte ha-kudish bochi min yudai. Rebbein shem saved Michul from the Malach samachmen. V'ulav oma yecheskel, bu elai ha-pulit mi-Yerushalayim. There was no escapees from Yerushalayim that came to tell the news. It was the Malach Mechul, as they stated, that's Kenya by the Tosfos. Zut Rabbi Yishloimeh, you know what news he came? He didn't come to tell them about the Chorban. They knew long time ago about the Chorban. He came to tell them something completely different. So the Klal Yisrael gemeint, there was a Chorban. B'smigdash is Churuf. Kaisers are in Gangen and Gulis. But the Gemurz steht, Shufach Apoi, where Chomus and Aletzim are wounding. Well, the one thing they didn't know, they thought that the Besmigdash Shomalo is standing in its place, the Shus HaShchina Lamalo has not changed at all. They had no way to know this. The only one who could tell them what's going up on the Besmigdash Shomalo is the Malach Mechul. But the Gemurz thought, here's the Malach was his Makrif and the Besmigdash Shomalo. The Malach Mechul, he is the one who can tell them what's going on in Besmigdash Shomalo. The Gemurz looked in Tanis and Nishba Kudish Bochi, that he won't come back to Yerushalayim Shamala until the Gola. So the Dusse the Pulit gesucht. And he brings Kamarayas from Psikim that Ir, when steht Ir, is referring to the Besmigdosh Shamala. So the Bualaya Pulit, and he told me, Huxo ho Ir. The Yerushalayim Shamala is Huxo. It says, the Bershom has left Yerushalayim Shamala. That was the Yerim HaShmur. That was the Tanis of Hey Tevis. They had a new understanding, and I had the hair in what was. And what was the goodness? This is the Tanis, was in Shimon Halt is Hey Tevis, was in Slicha steht, as a fill of the Tanis, and Asur be Tevis, hot a Scheich is mit Hey Tevis. So the Bin Yishloime, the Yishalayim, Icho Berachmem Tushiv, the Tfilah from Yishalayim, Icho Berachmem Tushiv, is a Tfilah am is Mespalu of the Besmigdash Shomala, the Rebbein Shem Shetan, the Besmigdash Shomala, just to finish off, the Chesam Suif steht, the Gewaldige Sach, Some sefer states that why the Asur B'Tevis is Doich HaShabbos. So the Pink Tzevi Atanas Chaloyim is Doich HaShabbos because you fast to be Mevatel Gzeire. So the Asur B'Tevis is different to Ultanesim. Ultanesim we fast on something that happened in the past. Asur B'Tevis is when the Bezen Shamalo sit down to decide whether or not this year will be a continuation of the Cholben, Sisvet Kim and the Gula Deyo. So to Asura Betevis, we fast to be Mevatel the Gzeres. It's Dumit Satanas Chaloim, it is Doicha Shabbos. So this year, when we finish our fast in Shabbos, well, this is Doicha Shabbos, and we gedenk him as Paul Tzadan of the Yishlaim, Mirchu, Berachman, Tushev, Zom Zoychazam, Mikuruf.